Today's shiur will be beginning toward the end of Lamed Hei Omid Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. We notice markings as soon as the Gemara opens up here. The double underline, this is a type of marking that serves the same role as the other geometric forms, indicating a series or something of a repetitive nature. And as we've said in the past, when you see a marking of a series nature, try to scan ahead, try to see, get a feel of the overall picture of the daf. As you can see, there are more of these on the next omid, on Lamed Vav Omid Aleph. To understand a little better what they are going to be doing, we'll take advantage of the notes on the side of our Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition. The heading when dealing with structure is called Mivneh. On the side, you notice the double underline, and the comment there is Sidro Shel Memrois Shel Rav Yehuda, a series of comments of Rav Yehuda. 1 and 2 are Be'inyan Ne'emonus, regarding matters of reliability, trustworthiness. 3 and 4, Tsuros Achila Delo Havi Chazoka, forms of use of land that do not result in a chazoka. Even though a chazoka is use of land, that's not the whole story. It has to be what we've termed in the past provocative use of land, type of land that would provoke an original owner to protest such use if it was in fact not sold. So we're going to describe uses of land that would not prompt the owner to protest. And if he's not prompted to protest, so then the user cannot claim a chazoka. Because the owner could say, well, I had no reason to protest. I saw you were using it in this kind of way, which I liked, or I saw you were afraid. Hence, I didn't have any reason to protest. You weren't appearing to me as someone trying to stake claim to the land. In addition to the double underline marking that introduces Reb Yehuda's comments in 4 cases, as we just described, we also notice a triangle. The triangle are going to be 2 stages in understanding what Rava has to say. As far as the topic is concerned, the opening topic, we will look at what we have headed as Nosei on the side. Yisrael Habo Machmas Akum. There's a Jew who is claiming ownership to a piece of land where the owner before had been an idol worshiper. Sode Shehoya Yodua Shel Yisrael. A piece of land that had been known to be Jewish owned land, the Ochlo Akum Gimel Shonim. And a goy was using it for 3 years. V'toyein shelokcho miYisrael, and the goy claimed he bought it from a Jew. Ubo Yisrael ze velokcho mimenu. V'yochlo gam hu gimel shanim. And another Jew came along and bought it from the goy, and he too used it for 3 years. Let's see what Rav Yehuda says about that. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Yisrael Habo Machmas Akum. Harehu Keakum. The Jew who comes on the heels of the Goy, as we just described, this Jew will have the same status as the Goy. Ma Akum Ein Loi Chazoka Elo Bishtar. The whole Chazoka institution was never said to benefit a goy. If he wants to lay claim to a piece of land, he better present a shtar. Chazoka won't help him. Af Yisrael habo machmas akum, ein loy chazoka ela b'shtar. The Rashbam elaborates, and we'll take a look at what he says. The lower part of your page, Yisrael bo machmas akum areu ka'akum, sodeh shal kol yoidim shoyisa shi Yisrael. A field that was well known to be once Jewish owned. Fi ochla akum sholosh shanim u yoser. And the goy used it for 3 or more years. V'toyin shal ochlim Yisrael. And claims that he bought it from a Jew. Fi ozu Yisrael v'kona me'ahu akum. And another Jew came and bought it from that goy. Fi ochla gam hu. Achar akum shnei chazoko yoser. Lo havi chazoka. Even though this second Jew who bought it from the Gakum used it for 3 or more years, it doesn't create a chazoka. Elo, osi morei da'aro umapik le miyodi di Yisrael. What's going to happen? The original owner, who's apparently still claiming ownership of it, comes to this Jew, takes it from him, Yisrael lays of litba la'akum dezovan minei. And let the Jew who bought it from the goy go and try to get compensation from the goy from whom he bought it. The second Jew, the buyer, he caused his own loss. In other words, we're not going to have too much rachmonis on him. He caused his own loss. The lohavi le mizvan aro di Yisrael me akum. He, the second Jew, should not have bought land that was once Jewish owned. He shouldn't have bought it from a goy. And the le mole, until he would tell him, have li Shtar Dezvini Dezavnis Law Mi Yisrael. Then he's not considered Mafsid Anafshe unless if the second Jew would say, I want to buy the land from you, but you, Mr. Goy, give me the document of sale that you received when you bought it from the Jew. The Din Chazoka Les Le La'akum. The whole institution of chazoka was never said for goyim. V'lo kol man de'osi machmosei, and likewise not said for all those that come as a result of the akum. The stam akum gazlonim heim. Your stam goy is classified as that. The Yisrael yore limchois, and Jews are afraid to protest. The whole institution of chazaka was said in light of the fact that a real owner would protest the unreal owners, the phonies, use of his land. However, if the owner is muzzled up from protesting, so then there's no grounds for a chazaka to begin. V'hilkoch lo tiknu bohem chazaka, ki damrino nekamon b'shmaitin. As the Gemara will say later, even though the Gemara's example is not even one of a goy, but it is an example of fear. And the Rashbam tells us, Hani debe resh galusa lo machziki. If a member of the ruling authority, that household, they were throughout history, there were some very tough characters that occupied the office of Reish Galusa, and all those that surrounded them were uncouth, and they were difficult people to deal with. So if they are found using land even more than 3 years, they do not get a chazaka mishum haytaim agufei, because of this very same reason, and that is what shireim onu limchois. We, the real owners, are afraid to protest. The Yisrael zeh habo machmas akum, af al pi sheichzik. This Yisrael came as a result of the akum, and he bought it from the akum, even though he's been there for more than 3 years. Ein cheskosu klum, v'chazoka she'eni motayna hi. His use is like a chazoka she'eni motayna, sherei u toyin ha'akum mochroli. So, what's he claiming? That the goy sold it to him. I don't know how it ever got to the akum. Shiyuchal lemochra, that he should be able to sell it. Aval I toan Yisrael v'omar. Yohav liha u akum shtar zvini dezovna minoch. the guy that I bought it from, he gave me the document of sale that you, Mr. Original Jew, gave to him. And I saw in the document that he bought it from you. Mehemon. Then he would be believed. The Domi Leman Deomale, that's similar, or it's equal to the case of someone saying, Kame Didi Zovna Ahu Akuminoch. I was present when you, Mr. Jew, original Jew, sold it to the Goy. Demaskin Lekamon, Demehemon. That claim, the Gemara concludes later, is believed. Migu di Iboy Amale Minoch Zavinta Vachate Shnei Chazoka. Because I could have said, I bought it from you, and I've used it for Chazoka years. The Rashbam concludes with the following. He says, V'dafka bo machmas akum. Everything we've said is when the second Jew is coming on the heels of a goy. De'ilu bo machmas Yisrael. Let's say you have a third Jew, meaning you have original owner, some Jew instead of goy in the middle, and a third Jew now, and he's called bo machmas. Afa pishel odor bo el yom echad oisu shemochol ozeh. If the middle Jew had been the owner of it for just one day even, and then the final Jew is someone that has a chazoka of more than 3 years, says later in another case, Gabi Ahu, the Dor Bekashta Belisa Arba Shonim, in that particular case, that's the example we find. Going back to the Gemara, what have we said? We've said that a Yisrael, bo machmas akum, has no chazaka, even though he's been there for more than 3 years. The Gemara continues with Rava qualifying the case, but as we said before, to understand Rava, we have to wait for two stages of presentation. Omar Rava, v'i Omar Yisrael. If the Jew who came Machmas Akum said the following. L'didi Omar li Akum deminoch zovna. The guy told me that he bought it from you. Mehemon. Then the Jew would be believed. So why is he believed? Because he tells us that the guy told him that he bought it from you. Didn't steal it. Even though we said stam akum gazlonim heim, no, that he told me, the goy told me that he bought it from you. From you, that's a reference to the original owner. The Gemara asks, mi iko midi, is there anything the ilu omar akum lo mehemon? Imagine the goy himself would tell us, I bought it from that Jew. He would not be believed. V'ilu Omar Yisrael Mishmei De'aku Mehemon. And that same statement, but said by a Jew in the name of the Goy, he would be believed. No, not at all. Elo Omar Rava. However, it was what Rava wants to qualify the original case whereby we said that Yisrael Bo Machmas Akum has no Chazoka. However, Elo Omar Rava, E Omar Yisrael. If the Jew whose ownership is being questioned by the original Jewish owner would tell us, Kami didi zovno akum minoch vizovno nihali. In my presence, you sold it to that goy, and I, in turn, bought it from him. Mehemon, then he would be believed. Why? Migu di'i boy omale. For he could have said a better taina, Ano zavinto minoch. I bought it from you. And of course, we're talking about someone that has been there for more than 3 years. The next case we've seen already in previous Gemara. The Omar of Yudah, Haiman denokit maglo vetuvaya. Someone who has a hatchet and rope and a rope. The Omar, and he tells us, Ezel igzira l'diklo de planio de zavinte mine. I'm on my way to cut the fruits from this from a particular palm that so-and-so sold to me. Mehemon. He's believed. My time, oh. Lo chotzef inish le migzar diklo de lav delay. A person would not be so chutzpedik so as to go and cut a palm that's not his. For the next comment of Rav Yehuda, we will take advantage of the Pirush Chai. This is the book of illustrations that accompanies Maseches Bava Basra, authored by Rav Chaim Porush. The illustration we'll be looking at is illustration 459, found on page 125. The Omar Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Achsik, Miguda de Aroidi Ulebar, Loi Havi Chazaka. Someone comes and uses a strip of land that's referred to as this Miguda de Arodi, literally means from the wall. Guda is a wall. De Arodi, that's was a type of animal that's destructive, in terms of it ruins crops, it eats crops, eats people's crops. But people would erect walls set in a bit on their own property. In other words, imagine a forest where these Arodi lived, and I had a field near the forest. So if I left my field open, well, of course, animals would come and plunder the field. And it could be argued that if I fenced it right up to the field, the animals would have an incentive to try to get in and plunder the field. So what did people do? They would build a wall, but set into their property and seed the property outside the wall, so the animals would have something to eat, and that would satisfy them, and then they'd go away. So the property outside the wall, as far as the land registry is concerned, is owned land. However, it was deliberately left outside the fence for the purpose we just described. Someone comes along and starts using that strip of land, thinking he's going to get a chazaka on it. We're going to tell you he doesn't get a chazaka. The owner isn't going to protest what goes on out there. He even lets the animals eat it. We'll take a look at the Rashbam to see his commentary on this. Haiman de Achsik Miguda de Arodi Labar Lo Havi Chazaki. Rashbam is found a few lines up from here. Chayos HaSodeh Shebos VeOchlos HaZroyim Shebekzois HaSodeh. These arodi were animals that would come and eat the vegetation at the edges of fields. V'yesh she'oisin kirois v'goydrin hasodeh. There were those that would try to protect their fields by erecting walls and fencing in their fields. U'manichim karka chutz l'kir ma'at b'sodos ha'smuchas l'yar. And they would leave a strip of land outside the wall, that strip of land being near the forests where these animals live. U'mashlichin shom zera. And that, whatever grew, the animals would come and eat that. And they wouldn't have any incentive to go into the field anymore. If someone would come along and start using that land outside the fence, that even if he's there for 250 years, he's not going to gain a chazoka. The owner could say everything that was planted out there where the animals were going to eat it, lo ichbas le limchois. Didn't motivate him to protest. The lo achsik and machsiki inshi. His use of the land is not the use that's characteristic of someone that owns the land. Lafikach lo havi chazaka. As we were reading the Gemara, you probably noticed a new geometric form, and that indicates a series, something that we have to address in terms of the Gemara structure. What are these volcano forms highlighting. So we glance at the side and we notice the Mivneh comment, which is an attempt to explain the role of these geometric forms in each sukya. These are Darkei Achila Delo Havi Chazoka. These will be featuring all kinds of cases where the Gemara will say each time Lo Havi Chazoka, that's a result of use of land that's not characteristic of one who owns the land and his use of it. Continuing in the Gemara. We're going to just read the Rav Yehuda case again for the sake of completion. Case number 3, the Omar Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Achsik Miguda da Rodi Labar, Lo Have Chazoka. One who uses that strip of land outside the wall, he does not gain a Chazoka. Mai Taimo, why not? Meima Omar, the owner figures, the owner says to himself, Kol de Zora Nami, Arodi achlile. Anything was planted out there, the animals are going to eat it. He doesn't even think about what's planted out there. No, needless to say, he's not going to protest someone using the land out there. He's not concerned at all with what's growing out there. The Gemara goes on. V'yomer Rav Yehuda, achla orla shvius v'kilayim. If during the 3 years that a person is occupying land, one of those years happens to be the Shvius year, or it's a year in which the trees, that if it's a tree field, so the trees that were growing there were young, they were before the trees reached age 3, that's Orla, or it was a Kilayim field, mixed varieties that are also Bahano in the case of Kilei Akerim. So the owner isn't motivated to protest someone who's using stuff that's forbidden, or someone that's trying to cultivate property during the Shemitah year, which also to involve yourself in agricultural activity. So the result is Eino Chazoka. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ochla Orla Shvius Vikilayim. We have a Tanaic source supporting Rav Yehuda's comment that someone who uses the land as, if it's Orla trees, or he's using it during Shemitah year, or it's Kilayim produce, Eino Chazoka. Omar of Yosef, Ochlo Shachas, Lo Havi Chazoka. Shachas use is something that has appeared in this Masechta already. To review the point, the Rashbam mentions that it's a case of someone using, not allowing the plants to grow to their full fruition. He didn't wait till they grew. So he was using the land for 3 years, but all the time he was harvesting the grain before it reached fruition. The Gemara goes on, Omar Rava, V'i b'tsoar mechuzo kaima, Havi Chazoka. This area is an area, Tsoar Mechuzah was a place that very wealthy people lived, and they could afford to harvest their grains early. What wouldn't faze them in terms of any loss. And that in that area, that was the method of use, harvesting it Shachas. As a result, someone using it for 3 years there, he would gain a chazoka. Omar Rav Nachman, Tafticha Lo Havi Chazoka. The Rashbam offers two pshatim on this. We'll take a look at the first of the two in the lower part of the narrow lines. Tafticha, Karka, Psucha, Umalea Bekoyim. It's open property, full of cracks and crevices. V'eino motzio peroseha. It's not very fruitful. Lo havia chazoka. Someone comes along and tries to cultivate some crops over there, it's not going to constitute a chazoka. V'nei ro'asa lo ikpid limchois. Because it's known to be such poor quality land, the owner doesn't bother protesting. Continuing in the Gemara, a second din of Rav Nachman, under the heading of non-chazaka uses, apik kura v'ayel kura. Kura is a quantity. He plants a kur quantity of grain and harvests that same quantity. In other words, there's no profit. Whatever he spent, he harvests. So someone seeing that take place, lo havi chazaka. When do people start protesting? When they see someone else profiting at my expense. This guy's not profiting at all. So it's not going to motivate the original owner to protest. A third din of Rav Nachman, hence these numbers that have been inserted into our marked Gemara editions to keep track of the halachas that are authored by Rav Nachman. Number three, Vahani Debei Reish Galusa, when we're concerned with the house, the household of the Reish Galusa, whether it be himself or his servants, those are the Bei Reish Galusa. Lo machziki bon, they don't gain a chazaka on us. If they're using our property for 3 years or more, for more than 3 years, they don't gain a chazaka, because it's well known that the public is afraid to protest. And as we've said numerous times, a chazaka is only the result of silence when otherwise would have been expected to protest. But here, there's no expectation to protest because they're fearful. The population is fearful of the Bei Reish Galusa. Velo machzikinon behu, and likewise we don't gain a chazaka on their property. But here's a different explanation. They wouldn't hesitate protesting. However, they were very wealthy, and as a result of their great wealth, they really couldn't care less if people were benefiting from their property. Hence, they don't have a motivate. They're not motivated either to protest. Continuing in the Gemara, new topic. We mentioned in the Mishnah that avodim also is a type of property that one can gain a chazaka on. The Gemara is going to ask, though, we have a rule that would seem to suggest otherwise, that one can't really gain a chazaka on avodim. The topic heading on the side, you see it says, Nosei Hagodros Ein Lohem Chazaka. That means that flocks of animals, Godros are sheep, and sometimes they're referred to as light cattle, but we'll talk about sheep for right now. That sheep do not have a chazaka. Explanation. So we have written on the side, Ba'alei Chayim, V'Avodim, animals and servants, Shehulchim B'Kochus Atzmom, they have their own internal locomotion. It's not like something that's inanimate. They're living creatures. Ein Lohem Chazoka La'alter, Shiyuchal Amachzik Bohem Lomar L'Kuchin Ein B'Yodi. Sheep are found in someone's possession and he says, I bought them, and someone's challenging his ownership, his mere claim of I bought them would not be enough. Avol avodim achar gimel shanim yesh lahem chazaka. So as far as immediate ownership is concerned, by finding them in one's possession, we're saying ein lahem chazaka. Why? Because they have internal locomotion. How did they get to someone else's possession? Not because he bought them, but they wandered over to his property. Now we see the Gemara inside. Avodim yesh lohem chazaka ve'omar esh lokish hagodros ein lohem chazaka, because they go on their own. Omar Rava. Rava qualifies Reish Lakish. He says, Ein lohem chazaka la'alter. That which Reish Lakish says they don't have a chazaka means they don't have chazaka immediately. Avol yeshlem chazaka liachar gimel shanim. However, if 3 years lapses and they're still in someone's possession, then he does gain a chazaka on them. Omar Rava, im hoya katon mutal be'arisa. If the eved is an infant, is a child, an infant in a cradle, he does not have internal locomotion. Yesh lo chazaka la'alter. So thanks to Rava, I know this point. Gemara asks Pshita. Well, if it's in someone's possession, he obviously didn't walk on his own. He didn't wander over to me. So if it's in my possession, even after an hour, I didn't see, someone said, I didn't see this baby here yesterday, and now it's in your possession. Well, he's believed to claim that he bought it. Morris says, Pshita, do I really need Rava to tell me this? It's obvious it didn't come on its own. Lo sricha, de is le ima. We're talking about an infant, eved infant, a slave infant, that has a mother. Mahu de tema, nechus dumo ime, ayalte lohasam. Maybe his mother brought the cradle to this home where this guy is, and she for. So if that were the scenario, that would be the same as Godros. In other words, we're creating a situation where the infant has locomotion via his mother. In other words, there's another way to explain it, the child's presence over here. Komash Malon, this is what Rava is telling us. Ima lo manshia bra. Mother does not forget her child in someone else's house. Hano izi the ochlu chushla benaharda. There were some goats that were consuming chushla, some produce in Naharda, belonging to someone else, and someone was losing because these goats were eating his chushla. Rashbam defines chushla as peeled barley. So these goats wandered into someone's field. There was peeled barley lying there, drying in the sun, and they ate it. Also, mori chushla, tafsinu. The owner of the chushla, of the barley, came, grabbed the goats, vavikotoyin tuva, and he was laying claim for his damages, laying claim for a lot of money, tuva, a lot, to cover his damages. Omar avu de Shmuel, yochol diton ad kidei demehen. He can claim damages keneged the value of the animals, but not more. Why can he claim keneged the value of the animals? The e boy Omar, had he wanted to, he could have said lekuchos hein biyadi. Could have taken the mamish, and they're mine. The Gemara asks, the Omar Reish Lakish hagodros ein lohen chazaka. What do you mean claim they're yours? But what Reish Lakish said, that these animals don't have a chazaka. Namely, because of the fact they move on their own, that could be the alternative explanation why they're in your possession, not because you bought them. So how can he claim I bought them and be believed? The more answer, shiny, easy. Goats are different. The Mesira L'Roya, they are given over to the care of a roe, of a shepherd. And as a result, they're not going to be wandering off on their own. So that if you find the goats in someone's possession, it must be he bought them. Therefore, a person could claim he bought the goats. The Gemara asks, "Va ikot safro panya," but there's the morning and the evening hours when apparently the shepherds and the owners allowed the animals to go on their own to where they are supposed to be. And in the mornings, the owner would just open his gates, and the animals would wander to where the shepherd was located. So there's an interim period, namely morning and evening, that the animals were on their own. So maybe during that time, they wandered into his property. So how can a person be believed to say, I bought the goats? The Gemara answers, Benahardo, in the city of Nardo, where this story took place, as the Gemara indicated, was the beginning of the story. In that community, Tai Shchichi. Tai are Arabs. Yishmaelim Ganovim, Arab thieves, are common. And as a result, Umiyoda Liyoda Mishalmi. The animals were given over from hand of owner to the hands of the shepherd. There was no interim period that they were left alone. And as such, the person who had the chushla and lost it could claim compensation with regard to the as according to the value of the goats, because he could have actually grabbed the goats and claimed them for himself anyway. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shaloisha Chodoshim, and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah said Omer Chodesh Barishona v'chulei. We notice a geometric form. The form appears only once on this particular omud, but if you turn the omud, you'll find it again. The nosei and mivneh indicates, this introduces the topic and makes reference to structure. What is written on the side? Shlovim lahasbir Hatam l'machloikas bein Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. These are stages in our trying to understand, to try to explain the reasoning behind the machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel, who said a total of 18, and Rabbi Akiva said a total of 14, or if you want to say it another way, 3 months before, whereas Rabbi Akiva said 1 month before the full year. Let's see the Gemara inside. Lema nir, ikobinah. Nir is plowing. Plowing as a form of gaining chazoka. That ikobinayu, that this would be the point of difference between them, and we can explain their machlokas based on the issue of plowing. As you notice, there's a dashed underline highlighting ikobinayu, and the reason we do that is that this same highlighting feature will appear on Omid Beis as well, 3 lines from the top. So this is the point of difference, possibly. Of course, the word lema appeared as well, and that's a giveaway. You know that it's not going to be successful. The Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, near lo havi chazoka. That plowing doesn't constitute chazoka, rather you have to have gemar pri, you have to have a complete fruit or vegetation, and only after using a complete harvest, then you can claim that would add up to a chazoka. Rabbi Akiva Sovar near havi chazoka, and if near be is a chazoka, so 1 month is enough. Gemara asks 1 second. He says v'tizbara. This is a rejection, insisting on, can you explain what you just said? Namely, V'tizbra, the Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, who said Chodesh Lifnei and a Chodesh Acharei, that Chodesh, if that's for plowing, my Irya Chodesh, why does it talk about a full month? Afilu Yoyim Echod Nami. Even 1 day would be enough to do plowing. Ela, de kulei alma nir lo havi chazaka. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that near is not sufficient for achieving a chazoka. V'hacha piro rabo upiro zuto iko binayu. We'll glance at the Rashbam at the top line. Piro rabo piro zuto iko binayu. Notice we've marked off in the Rashbam as well with diamonds, highlighting the two names that we have to explain, namely Rabbi Yishmael and later Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael svirole, delo have chazoka ad shi lakeit piro rabo, dahainu, kishenigmro kol hatvua. Rabbi Yishmael wants you to wait for the fruit to grow completely. The fruit meaning the produce to grow completely. Lefikach tzorch shlosh chadoshim. Kigon sorim shibol eshua v'adoshim shigdelim b'shlosh chadoshim. The Rashbam just listed off different kinds of crops that can grow to completion in 3 months. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Pirozuto, Dahainu Kigon Shachas, Shegodel, Bishloishim Yoim. Even though the Shachas is not complete, it's not the complete grain, but it reaches the Shachas level after 30 days, Havya Chazoka, Afa Bishalo Nigmarat Vua. We'll turn now back to the Gemara. The Gemara will discuss. We'll focus on the issue of plowing and its ability to create chazaka. Tana Rabbana, near eino chazaka, v'yesh oimrim hare ze chazaka. So you have a Tanaic source, as is indicated by the fact that it's framed off in the Shas Ozer marked Gemara edition, that Gemara markings features. All sources that are of a Tanaic nature are found in a frame. So this source features a machlokes concerning plowing. Gemara wants to know who is the Yesh Omrim, Man Yesh Omrim. Who's the name behind that Yesh Omrim Shita? Omar Rav Chista, Rav Acha hi, Tesanya. Gemara, after Rav Chista having answered, Rav Acha will bring a source in which he is found. And the source you can see is four lines, and Rav Acha's name is underlined because we're actually trying to focus on him. What does it say? Neira shana vezara shnayim. Man plowed a field without planting it. 1 year, and a second year and third year, 2 years he planted. Neira shnayim vezara shana eino chazaka. Rav Acha omer hare zu chazaka. Omar Rav Acha. Sheilas Sheolis Kol Gedoyle Hador. I asked all of the scholars of the generation, V'yomruli, Nir Harei Ze Chazaka. Omrele Rav Bevai, the Rav Nachman. My time o demandomer Nir Avi Chazaka. What's the reason for that? Lo Ovid Inish de Krivu Le Laare Vishosik. It's not normal for people to have their lands being plowed and they, the owners, remaining silent. So if it's not normal and he is silent, so then he would gain a chazoka. Uman, my time of demand yoma near lo have chazoka. Meimar Omar, the owner is saying to himself, Kol Shiva Vishiva de Karvu. La'ayel Bay. The Rashbam's explanation is Kol Shiva v'Shiva dekarvu la'ayel Bay. Kol Kesamin sheba machresha yachnis ba klomar. It is all of the teeth of the plow. Let him have it enter. What does he mean to say? Halavai v'yachrosh harbe ad she tichle machreshoso v'tisrape hakarka. It should only be that he should plow the land till his plow wears out, or till he finishes the plowing, and the land becomes loose and ready for planting, and then I'll come and take over and plant it. So according to that approach, people are actually motivated to remain silent. Hence, in the face of plowing, there would be no chazaka. continuing in the Gemara, Sholchule b'nei Pumnara, the Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. We see a new geometric form, and since it's not too far later to find the next one, you understand that these go together. The Nosei on the side, we have a Nosei heading, and it indicates it's a continuation, Hemshech, continuation of the Nosei we began, namely the issue of the plowing, and the Mivneh explanation. So the diamond feature, Machlokes Amoroyim B'Psika B'Inyan I Nir Havi Chazoka. We're going to find a Machlokes on a Psak level, on a rendering of their legal decision with regard to the plowing. Does it constitute a chazok or not? Let's continue in the Gemara. The B'nai, the people of Pumnara, sent to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, the first name in the diamond, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Nira Havi Chazoka or Lo Havi Chazoka, in a rain field, a Soda Beis Abal. Would Nir be a Chazoka? And if you're going to say that a Nir would be a Chazoka, then you can get a Chazoka with a year and 2 days, one day before a particular year and one day after. There was one day of plowing, then a year of full-fledged cultivation, and then afterwards another day of plowing. Omar Lehu, so Rav Nachman answers them, Rav Acha v'chol gedolei hador, Omri, Nir hare ze chazoka. So Rav Nachman proudly announces that Rav Acha and a whole assembly of other great scholars say that Nir is a chazoka. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. It's also a Rav Nachman, but it's supposed to bar Rav Chista. This is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. He says, Rabusa lemechshev gavri. He says, I think it's some kind of advantage to mention names. What did you say? That Rav Acha and all the Gedolei Ador, that, and therefore that's the way to go. I can give you names too. Oh, Rav Ushmuel Bebovel, Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva Beretz Yisrael, Amri, Nir Lo Havei Chazaka. Notice a colon. That means that we're now going to elaborate on what was just said. The double underline, we have not explained that yet. Let's take a look at the side, the note. Hareka, the background, Le Arba Hadeos, the Savri Nir Lo Havi Chazoka. This is the background to the four names that were just listed as holding that Nir is not a Chazoka. So we'll go over them now. Rabbi Yishmael for Rabbi Kiva, how do I know that they would say that Nir Lo Havi Chazoka? By saying Nir Havi Chazoka, how much time do you need to do it? One day is enough. One day would constitute one of the three years, so to speak. Well, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, in our Mishnah, gave no indication of one day being sufficient. Rather, Rabbi Kiva gave you a month, a year, and then a month. Not a day, a year, and a day. And Rabbi Yishmael, all the more, gave you, had insisted on 3 months before the full year appeared. That's what the Gemara means when it says Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Masnisin hi, it's our Mishnah. Rav Mahi, what indication do you see in Rav that Nir Lo Havi Chazoka? The Yomar of Yudoma Rav. Do Divrei Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva. Avo Chachomim Oimim Chezkosa Sholoi Shonim Yoim Liyoim. So Rav said that the Shitas in the Mishnah were specifically Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva, but the Chachomim require a Chazoka of 3 years, and they say 3 years Miyom Liyom. So miyom liyom lemute mai. What's that expression coming to exclude? Lav lemute nir dilo. Isn't it coming to say that nir is not good? The Rashbam explains pretty much across from here, a little bit down. He says lav lemute nir de afilu piro rabo piro zuta ko memayet. The kol shekein nir. The Rav's comment is he said, as far as Rav's psak is concerned, he's saying, well, that's Rabbi Yishmael Ruki, but the Chachomim, they require 3 full years. And when they say 3 years, they're excluding the Pirur Rabba and the Pirur Zuta. There's even Pirur Rabba Zanaf, which is a 3-month period, which we explained before. And that's no good. Certainly near. That's what the Rashbam says. V'kol shekein near d'ha, miyoyim liyoyim kotoni, limute, afilu shonim mikutos. Even, you know, he's trying to exclude by that the partial years. Amo nir lo choshiv cheskes yom echa didei. As far as nir is concerned, there's no chashivas to it's 1 day of plowing. Kishon and shlema, to consider it as if it's a full year. Dim kain, dai bi yud beis chodesh yishnei yomim. Fanan shaloi shonim yom liyom boinan. Otherwise, it would have been enough to say 12 months plus 2 days. What did Rob say? 3 years from day to day. Certainly excluding near. Shmuel, Mahi, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok had told us that he had 4 names that would get on board his approach. Namely, near is Nohavi Chazoka, and Shmuel was one of those. The explanation for this number 2 that's here, this corresponds to the original number 2 that you saw under Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. It was Shmuel was his number 2, hence we want to connect things up, so he's labeled 2. Shmuel Mahi, Demar V'yudamar Shmuel, Zu Devarei B'Shmuel V'Rabbi Kiva, Avo Chachomim Omrim, Ad Shi Yigdor, Yigdor is the lotion of harvest, Ad Shi Yigdor Shalosh Gederois, V'Yivtzor, also a lotion of harvest, Gimel Betzirois, 3 harvests. V'Yimsok, Gimel Masikos. Yimsok is harvesting of olives. So what does that mean to have 3 harvests of each crop? 3 harvests will take place over 3 years. What did Rav say? He said, Shalosh Shanim, Miyom Liyom. Well, very similar to the idea of 3 crops. Three crops will appear over 3 years. When I say 3 crops, it means 3 crops of the same variety, 3 harvests of the same variety. The Morris asks, "My binayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Both of them seem to require 3 years." Omar Abaye, Dekel Naara Ika binayu. Rashbam, Dekel Naara Ika binayu. He's a few lines under the Gemara. The Rashbam says, "Dekel Yalda Ubachura." It's a young palm tree. Debepochos Migimul Shanim Shleimois. That over a period of less than 3 full years. Toyenes shloisha pa'amim. It can bear fruit. You don't require 3 full years to get from this dekel ne'ora, this young dekel tree, 3 crops. De l'shmul havi chazoka begimul gederos. Afagav deleko gimul shanim shleimos. According to Shmuel, 3 harvests would be enough to gain a chazoka, even though you don't have 3 full years. Or the Rav, when a gimul shanim yom liyom. According to Rav, you need 3 full years, literally. With that, we have completed our shiur for today.